We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question,
Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Ben from Auburn is playing this morning. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, Ben.
Ben, do you play along with us when we play Are You Smarter Than Katie with us every morning?
Me and my kids, we listen to it every day.
Are kids smarter than me? You didn't say no fast enough. Screw those kids.
Wow.
This is competition.
I understand that. Ben.
You're gonna get angry tweets from them.
Oh, boy. You know
what, don't let your kids on Twitter.
That'd be funny.
Ben, will you kick Katie out of the studio for us, please?
I'm sorry?
Will you kick Katie out of the studio for us, please?
Get out of here, Katie.
Wow.
That's getting aggressive. Here.
It's bad because I'm
going to
lose.
Spoken like a real daddy.
Ben, you just need to get more questions right than Katie, and you're going to win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
Yes.
Gavin, are you ready?
Always.
Question one, congratulations to Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. They are engaged to be married. They started dating back in 2015 after being cast as judges on The Voice. This is Blake's third marriage, Gwen's second. Gwen was married to what rocker before divorcing in 2015?
Shoot. Was the Blink 182? I don't know his name.
3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Tyler.
Tyler's always a safe bet.
That's a safe bet. Question two. Yeah. The internet is calling out the American Music Awards for not having any rock artists in 5 2020 pop rock categories. Which of these artists was the last rock act to be nominated for an American Music Award in the pop rock category? Was it the Foo Fighters, Billie Eilish, or the Imagine Dragons?
The Foo Fighters. Oh, no, Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
Imagine Dragons.
Question three. On this day in 1929, the U.S. stock market crashed after investors traded 16 million shares in a single day. Billions of dollars were lost, and the country would spiral into the Great Depression shortly thereafter. What is the nickname given to this day of the week?
Hello? 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Three, two.
The great stock market crash.
Question four. Happy socially distant birthday to actress Winona Ryder. She's 49 today. She had memorable roles in Beetlejuice and Heathers, but she currently plays the mom of Will and Jonathan on the Netflix series Stranger Things. What's her name on that show?
What's the name of the mom from Stranger Things? I'm cheating.
A friend. 3 seconds. Three, two.
Jen.
One.
I don't know.
Should have gone with Tyler.
I was thinking about something. Tyler adjacent.
And question five. The average couple argues over restaurant choices 150 times per year. Most debates include where to order from, what to order, who's going to pick it up, how much food to get. Let's say you order food 150 times a year, and each order is $50. How much are you spending on food total?
He's working it out.
All right, he's thinking about it.
4,500.
All right.
Okay. Katie! There we go. That's how I like it. From the gut. There we go. Did you hear that?
And now it's too loud.
Oh,
she shooed me a look that said that was too loud.
I didn't
loud.
Say anything. You know what?
You don't have
just
to.
Just do whatever you want to do.
You have
if
a very expressive face.
If you want to whisper while I'm down the hall and in another
God.
Room, go for it.
Oh, damn it.
All right, listen.
Next time I won't say a thing.
We're behind the scenes right now on our Instagram Live at N1065. Intern Kevin needs an additional 1,000 followers in the next 3 days.
Or his pants come down.
Pull his pants down.
All the way to the ground.
Will you follow us on Instagram? Kevin really needs it at N1065. Katie, you're going for your 443rd win today. Are you ready?
I am.
Question one, congratulations to Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. They are engaged to be married. They started dating back in 2015 after being cast as judges on The Voice. This is Blake's third marriage, Gwen's second. Gwen was married to what rocker before divorcing in 2015?
Gavin Rossdale.
Yes.
They've been together since 2015?
Yeah.
Do we support that? Do we support their relationship?
Sometimes I don't support him.
Yeah.
I think he said some not nice things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
About the gays.
Tyler, or excuse me, Ben said Tyler was the answer.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you thought it was a guy from Blink-182.
Yeah, still not Tyler.
Right. Question two. The internet is calling out the American Music Awards for not having any rock artists in 5 2020 pop rock categories. Which of these artists was the last rock act to be nominated for an American Music Award in the pop rock category? Foo Fighters, Billie Eilish, Imagine Dragons.
So which one was the last rock group?
Correct. Rock act.
3 seconds. Three.
Foo Fighters?
Incorrect.
If it's Imagine Dragons, I'm going to be pissed.
Well, it's not them either.
Okay, well, then I feel fine.
Billie Eilish.
Rock.
Who started an alternative in rock before she made it over to...
So why aren't any rock bands nominated now?
I don't know. Unless they're just... weren't any good enough to be in that category, I guess.
Then get rid of the category. Don't replace it with, like...
There you go!
Don't fill it with garbage!
Billie Eilish was in 2019. Imagine Dragons was in 2018. Question three on this...
I don't know what up is down and right is left at this point.
Question three. On this day in 1929, the U.S. stock market crashed after investors traded 16 million shares in a single day. Billions of dollars were lost and the country would spiral into the Great Depression shortly thereafter. What is the nickname given to this day of the week?
Oh.
3 seconds.
Three. Bloody
two.
Friday.
One.
Black Tuesday.
Black Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I knew it was a Black Friday.
Right.
Right.
Because you'd be saving so much money at Sears that day.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think Sears exists anymore.
Now we're all saving money at
right.
Sears.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Now we all are. Question four. Happy socially distant birthday to actress Winona Ryder. She's 49 today. She had memorable roles in Beetlejuice and Heathers, but she currently plays the mom of Will and Jonathan on the Netflix series Stranger Things. What is her name on the show?
Joyce.
Yes.
Heathers is such a good movie, doesn't get the recognition it deserves.
It's like 30 years old.
Tried to watch it. Tried to watch it again recently, couldn't get past the first 20 minutes.
Does it not hold up? I haven't seen it in a long time.
I was very bored.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't remember it how I used to when I saw it when I was a kid.
All right, thanks.
I
saved me so much time.
Okay, good. And question five. The average couple argues over restaurant choices 150 times per year. Most debates include where to order from, what to order, etc. Let's say you order food 150 times a year.
Okay.
And each order is $50.
Okay.
How much are you spending on food total?
Okay. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, just figuring it out.
Five,
just doing the math.
Here it comes. Right. Smiley
this
face and 3D
right.
box.
Okay.
What do we got? 3 seconds.
Here we go. Counter down.
Three.
This doesn't seem
two. Right.
And
a one.
I'm just going to say $7,500.
Oh.
Was that's
that
too
a
much
guess?
Money.
Wow. Was that a total guess?
No, I did the math. But
let
that's,
me see your math.
But that seems like too much money.
It is a lot of money.
All right, let's see what you wrote.
Wow, it adds up, folks.
Yes.
She wrote 150 and then 50. There's no symbol for what kind of math she did.
Well, because I knew I was the one doing it.
I think she did multiplication. Is that what happened? Okay. And then there's 000.
Yep.
And then 750.
Yeah.
Off-centered.
Yeah.
And she came, that's how you do it.
And she came up with 7,500 and a 3D box.
That's how I think.
All right, today's final score, Ben, 0, Katie, 3.
Wow.
Katie with the win.
I don't want to say those kids are dumb, but.
Oh my God.
Ben, I'm totally kidding. Your kids are the best. Are they there now?
They are.
Oh, well, then I take it all back. They're my favorite kids. How old are they?
11 and almost 8.
Oh, happy birthday.
Can you hear them crying? I can hear them
crying. Are you crying?
There's some profanities being.
You know what? Wow. I get it. Those are my kind of kids.
Keep them off Twitter.
Her record is now 443 wins and 83 losses. Ben, we love you for listening. Thank you so much. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
That tagline, I don't know it that well.
Oh, you know it. I'll say it for you. You are not as smart as Katie.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.